And as we go through the day, I'll try to. I've probably got way more material than I can possibly cover, and still have time to do sitting and walking. But I'll try to hit some points along the way of Ajahn Chah's life, Ajahn Chah's training, how he trained, how he also changed during his life, or some of the difficulties he also experienced. And I'm going to be trying to do it by using material that is mostly not available to it's not in books yet. It's not a lot of it's in the kind of manuscript form that we have. There's a Ajahn Jayasaro has been working on for many years. He was responsible for the biography that was created at the for the funeral ceremonies of Ajahn Chah, and it has yet to be put into English. And because one of the reasons he realized is that you can't actually do a translation. You need to do a whole new book that is geared for a Western audience. So that's been taking time, and he's a procrastinator. He's been living on his own now, and he said he's. I was talking to him recently, and he said that now he's, with all the years of solitude, he's been turning into a world-class procrastinator. So, so that, but he's been working on a lot of that, and so I want to use some of that material, and then. Also, use some. I pulled together some of Ajahn Chah's instructions on meditation, so that when we do the meditations, rather than me doing instruction, then I'll be relying on Ajahn Chah's instructions in meditation. So that that'll be the overall scheme of the day, and because I have never done a day long here, then I actually had to email Ajahn Amaro and say, "What do you do? What am I supposed to do when I get there?" So that I'll follow. He sent me an email and gave me a basic outline of how he usually runs a day long, so that. I'll follow that that kind of format, that schedule, more or less.